For today's audiograph, we're going dark.
Glasses, you're not going to need them because you can't see.
Wait, did you go?
Are we going? Oh, we can go.
Okay, awesome.
Thank
you. Okay, I found you.
Okay.
Oh my God, it's big.
Oh my God. Okay.
I can't find
where
to go through.
This is scary.
Oh, I think this is.
Oh, whoa, the ceiling's really close to your face.
Oh, yeah.
There's something tripping.
Okay, that's a lot of shrieking. But you know what? I can relate. The last time I was in this place, inching my way through this darkened, texture-filled obstacle course, I didn't know where I was going or what exactly I was touching. And that's the idea. What started as a psychedelic art experiment is now the largest exhibit at the Exploratorium. We sent KALW's Hannah Kingsley Ma on a quest to find out more.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the sound of a radio reporter lost inside the tactile dome.
I'm not sure I would have found that without the light. Okay.
At this moment, I am crawling on my hands and knees, feeling my way through the dark. My tape recorder is slung around my neck. I sort of trapped myself into a corner. But before we go any further, let's go back in time, back to when the dome was first built in 1971.
And all of a sudden it became this like art, you know, collaborative thing. You would come in and experience, you know, very psychedelic. And then, I don't know, somewhere in the 80s, it became this like kids' birthday party thing.
That's Marcella Grease. She's the manager at the Tactile Dome. She even got her first kiss here. She's been working at the Exploratorium since she was 14.
I was getting paid to, like, learn about science. It was pretty awesome.
The Tactile Dome was the brainchild of Carl Day, a gallery owner, Keith Wallach, an architect, and Dr. August F. Coppola, a college professor at San Francisco State. If Coppola's name sounds familiar, that's because his brother directed a small art house film called The Godfather.
Don't ask me about my business, Kate.
Is it true?
Don't ask me about my business.
No!
Dr. Coppola and his team wanted to create an exhibit in which people would have to rely on touch rather than sight. They believed that society imposed too many rules against touching, especially in museums.
Welcome to the Dome. Have you guys done this before? Anyone who has glasses, you're not going to need them because you can't see. So you can put them on the counter before you go in, and any hats or, like, loose, no glow-in-the-dark watches or phones, those are not allowed inside the dome.
It's time to go in. We take off our shoes, our glasses, and we empty out our pockets. That's because it's easy to lose things as you crawl through the pitch black. Currently in the lost and found are a small plastic pig and a miniature stapler.
I opened the door going through and I was like, is that a sandwich? And I took it out and it was like someone's turkey sandwich with like their name on it.
The first group enters. Liz Delborn, who helped design the new dome, watches on a monitor. It's part of a new system that uses infrared light to help her see in the dark. There is also a speaker system, so Delborn can provide assistance when needed.
Hey, are you okay in there?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Okay, I'm so glad. You guys keep talking because then I know which way to go.
My group's fearless leader is Allie Sweeney, a 13-year-old from Lafayette. She's here with a friend, her little brother, and her mom, Renee.
I'm hoping not to get claustrophobic. That's what I'm hoping to.
We enter total darkness. To my complete surprise, I am 100% terrified.
Okay, so I'm in the tactile dome. I'm honestly pretty frightened.
The Sweeneys fearlessly charge ahead. I try to follow them, but end up lagging behind.
Are you guys still here?
Tangled up in my own neuroses and also an actual net. My eyes haven't adjusted to the dark yet. I keep bumping into walls, feeling intermittent patches of metal, and everyday objects made unrecognizable by the blackness of the maze.
I feel sort of like being trapped inside the bouncy castle of my nightmares.
After what feels like an interminable period of time, I stagger out into the light, bleary-eyed and disoriented. I am very happy to be on the outside, though it becomes clear I was the only one in the group who struggled.
I thought it was fantastic.
I thought it was awesome. I want to do it again.
The technicians direct my attention to Josh Kammacher, a man in the previous group. He walked right into the dome, only to walk right back out again.
Total panic. Claustrophobia. You take a step in, and everything closes in on you. There's no light. You can't see anything.
Did it take you by surprise, your reaction?
A little bit. I didn't think it would be that all immersion. Like, I didn't think I would feel everything all at once, but it was pretty intense.
Do you think you'll go back in?
I don't think so. That's it.
Marcella Grease tells me that she anticipated Kammacher's response. She's gotten pretty good at spotting the telltale signs of a very nervous participant, and that it's often split down the middle between kids and adults.
I knew that guy was going to freak out.
How did you know?
Because he came in and he was really quiet and he was kind of shaky. Yeah.
The Exploratorium is actively trying to recruit older participants back to the dome. They've created an experience specifically tailored for adults as part of the museum's After Dark events. Grease even commissioned a soundtrack of nocturnal sounds, hoping they'd alleviate some of the anxieties adults feel in the dome, as well as enhance the overall experience. I decided to go back in, to put our theory to the test. Maybe it's because this is my second time, or maybe it's because of the strangely comforting sounds of nighttime tree frogs. But all my fear melts away. I'm actually taking the time to touch things, my hands outstretched and curious.
Those were like beads that were hanging from the ceiling that were sort of like tingling my back. It was like rain.
I end up staying inside the tactile dome for almost 30 minutes. The technicians have to gently coax me out. The final descent before I exit is pure euphoria.
You can come down.
All right.
This is by far the best room.
I can't reveal what's making that sound. Grease and her comrades swore me to secrecy. What I can say is that in true San Francisco fashion, it is both locally sourced and organic. You'll just have to close your eyes, take a deep breath, and find out for yourself. In San Francisco, I'm Hannah Kingsley Ma for Cross Currents.
Lots of you called in with the right answer this week. Our winner is Stacy Castle. She and her kids, there are six of them, Chase, Lauren, Tyler, Devin, Arden, and Beau, were just in the Tactile Dome last week.
All is dark.
Stacy, we're going to send you a KALW t-shirt.
All is quiet.
For the rest of you, we'll have another mystery sound next week.